What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Pleased to be joined here on WEEI Afternoons as part of the 23rd annual Jimmy Fund WEEI Nesson Radio Telethon by someone who was a fixture on your television, or if you were a basketball fan in the 1990s, the one and only Vinny Del Negro. Of course, Vinny actually is a native to the home of basketball, Springfield, Massachusetts. Many of you know him from his time both with the San Antonio Spurs and as a coach of the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Clippers, where his hustle, his heart, his effort, and his ability to turn things around made him a staple of the NBA for so long. We're also pleased to be joined by a doctor that Vinny is associated with these days, Dr. Jacob Sands, helping us out here today on the telethon. Many of you may or may not know, but Vinny's mom, Peg, is a native of the Hanover, or rather lives in the Hanover area. She was diagnosed with small cell lung cancer in June of 2024. His sisters also chose Dana-Farber for their treatment a long time ago, and we're pleased to have Vinny and Dr. Sands with us here today. Vinny, how are we doing today, sir?
We're doing great. Thanks for having me.
That's an absolute pleasure. So could you tell us a little bit about your mother and her diagnosis, and what led you to select someplace like Dana-Farber for your mother's care?
Well, first off, I mean, thanks for having me. The Jimmy Fund has been such a staple in the Massachusetts and globally for such a long time growing up in Massachusetts. So all the great work that Dana-Farber does, all the great work that Jimmy Fund does is really amazing. So I commend all the people involved. But it really came down to I've had a long relationship with the V Foundation. My college coach at NC State was Jim Valvano, and the V Foundation I do work with and speaking and the foundational work for them. And when some family had some issues in speaking to them, and being from the Boston area and my families and sisters and everyone, Dana-Farber is obviously a world class. And we went to them and said, who's the best? And they said, Dr. Sands at Dana-Farber. And he's the best because his up-to-date research, his options, his bedside manner, all the protocols he has, and most importantly, my mother, who was diagnosed with small cell lung cancer, she has a very complicated and complex medical history and issues going on with neuropathy and diabetes and bladder cystitis. But Dr. Sands and his staff, Stephanie McDonald, his PA, the nurses, when you go to Dana-Farber, it's organized. Everyone's polite. They're on time. But more importantly, Dr. Sands has an ability that I've seen that is unique in the sense of my mother instantly trusted Dr. Sands, his bedside manner, his knowledge, his in a very difficult situation, some people have the ability to make you feel better. And that was right off the bat for my mother when we left the first time we met with Dr. Sands, and my sisters had the same feeling, Teresa and Nina. But his staff being able to coordinate urology, infectious disease, radio-oncology, radiology-oncology, neurology, all the things my mother has at her age and some of the other underlying conditions has been spectacular. But I think the biggest thing is kind of the trust. He uplifted my mother and our family, knowing she was getting the best care, the best quality of life. You know, she's 86 years old, but I just feel and my sisters feel that they're in the best hands at Dana-Farber, and it's a complicated case, but Dr. Sands and his staff have been fabulous in terms of returning calls, being on time, helping out in various situations that my mother's dealing with. So feel very blessed and very lucky. And I'm a big fan of Dr. Sands because of the cases he deals with, but really my experience and my sister, Teresa and Nina, and my mother's experience with him and how he's treated us and how his bedside manner is really first class.
Vinny, I think we can all attest to being so very impressed with the facilities, the technology, the quality of the care, everything being up to date and beyond. at Dana-Farber as well. But one of the things that so many people that we've had a chance to meet and speak with that they attest to and that they value so much is the bedside manner and the quality of humane care and the whole family treatment that Dana-Farber and people like Dr. Sands are able to provide. And Dr. Sands, could you please share with us a little bit about Peg's treatment, what makes it so unique, and the progress that you've been able to make together since she was first diagnosed and turned over to your care?
Well, first, thank you so much for those kind words. This is an ongoing effort of trying to treat everybody like I would my own family member. I commonly get asked, well, what would you do for your mother? In this situation, something like this, saying, what would you do for your own mother? And the truth is, every time I'm talking with someone, to me, we're talking like they're my family member. And there are certain individual things that people are going to choose a little differently from one person to the next. And so there is no cookie cutter way of going about this. This is a matter of sitting down person to person and laying things out and saying, okay, here's the scenario and how do you want to go about this? And laying out options like I would for my own family member. I'm not going to say specifics on her case other than just saying that most people realize that that anybody with a lung cancer now is, with rare exception, getting a drug that is new within the last 5 to 10 years. Almost everybody. And so we are making wonderful progress. It's not fast enough. There's still a lot of work to do to get to the point where we're curing everybody. And we're not going to stop until we get to that point. Now, we have made some good steps, and there are some miraculous steps for a subset of people and some really solid one step forward, every few years for others. And so this is our ongoing work. I wish that the outcome was driven entirely by how much effort we put into that. Then we'd be curing everybody. That's where we want to get to. And so there's an element of this that we don't have control over. And that's the thing that we're working so hard to make progress on, is the research where we can advance the field and advance the treatments and make it better and better for us. It's exciting to see that we're making, we have FDA approvals now, a handful of them in the last 5 years of good steps forward. Now, I'm saying it's exciting to be able to offer that, but nobody is excited to hear that they need a treatment like this. And so I recognize that. We want to get to the point where we're able to cure everybody. And so this is the ongoing effort on the research side.
And of course, that's what makes the efforts of the telethon and people that are so generous as to contribute during this time, and of course, all year long, supporting the Jimmy Fund and all the great work with Dana-Farber. Vinny, it sounds like you feel like things are in the right hands and you're very pleased to be working with Dana-Farber and Dr. Sands. Just one other question for you. For somebody like yourself, who was always about resilience and grit and hustle and heart, how much does it, I'm sure at times it can be very difficult because obviously there are certain things you always love to control, and then you have to turn your faith and the work over to people like Dr. Sands and everyone at Dana-Farber. How difficult can that be, and how do you remain strong in the face of all this, considering that you know that you're getting the best care possible?
Well, that's the key. I mean, there's only, like you said, there's only so many things you can control, and what you can control is basically your attitude. Mm-hmm. And being a support system for my mother, family members, friends that obviously have been diagnosed with cancer. But when you're dealing with Dana-Farber and you're dealing with Dr. Sands, like I said, the experience that my mother and my family have had has been first class. And it's a very strenuous, a lot of anxiety, a lot of scans, a lot of waiting in terms of, okay, what's it going to look like today? What's it going to look like in a few months? So trying to figure that out. But really all you can do is take it a day at a time, try to keep a positive attitude, give my mother all the support system that she needs. My sister Teresa does most of the heavy lifting for sure because she lives back there, and my other sister Nina in New Hampshire. So I'm out in Arizona to see Dana-Farber and Dr. Sands periodically and my family, but my sister Teresa does the heavy lifting. So at the end of the day, we want the best care. We want her to be, have as many great days as possible. There's always some things with all of her complications and other things she's dealing with that Dr. Sands is helping out with other doctors and things. But
you know, she's had some tough days. There's no question, and some setbacks, but also some very positive results. And these are very complicated, very complex cases like my mother's that Dr. Sands has been on top of. And I feel very happy and pleased that we're giving my mother every quality of life day she can get with Dana-Farber and Dr. Sands' leadership. So is it tough? Of course. But, you know, everyone goes through difficult things and you have to kind of be resilient. The Jimmy Fund's amazing and what they do. The money that goes into the research for Dr. Sands, and it's not enough, and it needs to be recognized. Obviously, all these things get done with money and time and very smart people that are dedicated. And that's what Dana-Farber is about, research and results. And the more money that we can raise, the more awareness we can put into it, the more doctors and more people like Dr. Sands can hopefully come to some positive conclusions to help people throughout this process that is very difficult.
And Dr. Sands, last question, if I may, whether you have a history of cancer in the family or just want to make sure that you're healthy and well, how important would you say cancer screenings are for everyone?
Oh, exceptionally important. And, you know, with that, actually, I'd like to put in a plug for lung cancer screening. You know, anyone out there who has a history of smoking between the ages of 50 to 80 is likely eligible for lung screening. But that's certainly something to talk with your doctor about. Frankly, if lung screening was happening for everybody who qualified for it, it would improve cancer mortality more than anything else that is currently available. So this is a huge deal. It's something that I personally work a lot on making sure people are aware of, and trying to get that word out to the public and also with primary care doctors. Now, I just described who currently qualifies, and there's research that goes beyond that as well. And so there's ongoing efforts at better identifying who should really undergo lung screening or how broad that should happen, but certainly something for people to be aware of.
Well, Dr. Sands, you are at the forefront of the research, the development, the work, and the care at Dana-Farber, and you have patients like Vinny's mother who obviously are receiving top shelf care, and we thank you for all the care and compassion and work that you've put in, the countless hours and your time today as well. And Vinny, thanks to people like yourself as well, we're able to get the attention of sports fans and people beyond.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
On being fans of basketball and more, to pay attention to the incredible work that Dana-Farber is doing and raise money for the Jimmy Fund. We wish you well. Thank you so much for the time today. God bless, and obviously all the best for your mother. Hopefully a full recovery, and to your family as well.
Thank you so much.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.